And then we are crossing over into Hoshana Rabbah, the final night, final day of Sukkot, known as Hoshana Rabbah. We'll have a special program in the Kollel in honor of Hoshana Rabbah, beginning with a shiur at 9 o'clock from Rabbi Pransky. The topic will be fish and worms and the availability or permissibility of eating today's fish that are subject to that issue. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by Marv at 9:45, followed by a Chai Peking sponsored dinner in the Sukkah, followed by a shmooze from Rav Krishkerman in the Sukkah, I guess 10:15 or 10:30. That's all tonight in honor of Hoshana Rabbah. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, Nogim Ha'alo Sefer Torah al Habima. The custom is to put a Sefer Torah in shul on the bima, ulahakifa pamachas b'chol yom, and to go around it one time every day. And on Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day of Shvi, to go around the Sefer Torah on the bima seven times. It's a zecher l'mikdash. That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. They would go around the Mizbeach once during the 6 days of Sukkot, and on the seventh day of Sukkot they would go around it seven times. And so we as a Zeicha L'Mikdash do it around our Bima. How is going around our Bima a Zeicha L'Mikdash to the Mizbeach? And the Shabur explains that she nisheres lanav b'makom Mizbeach. Since the Mizbeach has been destroyed, all that we have left is our Bima with the Sefer Torah on it. As the Gemara says, that Hashem has promised Avram Avinu that as long as his children will continue to read from the Sefer Torah, read about the Korbanos, read about the sacrifices out of the Torah, then that place where they would read from will be considered as if they are actually bringing the Korbanos that they're reading about. So we put the Sefer Torah from which we read the Korbanos on the Bima, and we surround that. That's our Zeichel and Mikdash, a little bit left of the Mizbeach that we have, that we surround it once during the 6 days, and on Shvi, on the Hoshana Rabbah, we go around the Bima seven times. What's so special about Hoshana Rabbah? So the Mechaber writes later that on this day of Hoshana Rabbah, we are noyagim maharbos b'mizmoyim kimo b'yantiv. The davening tomorrow is posted schedules on the back. It's like a yantiv davening. Sukkot de Zimra is like a Shabbos, or like a yantiv. The nigun that we will have for Musaf is like Yom Kippur. We wear the kittel. We go through a process as if it's a yantiv. And the Mechaber explains because b'fisha b'chag nidoinim al hamayim. One of the four times a year that there's a judgment on the world, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, right? The time of Sukkot, the world is judged on water. And water, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, based on the Gemara, Hakol Chayei Ha'adam Tzluyin B'mayim. The entire life of a person is based on water, from the crops and all the way, everything that stems from that. A place that relies on water. Without water, everything falls apart. And since Sukkot is when the world is judged on water, and the last day of Sukkot is the end of the process, the final time of judgment on that which our entire lives depend, therefore the chasima, the gemar chasima, the end of that process of judgment, which is so critical, which happens on Hoshana Rabbah, therefore gives it its special nature. Mishnah Berurah writes, it was already an old standing custom to stay up all night and learn on the night of Hoshana Rabbah in recognition of its significance. And of course the davening is going to be like a yontif davening, as we mentioned. And now one of the major processes that we'll go through is the Hoshana. We will all take a bundle of Hoshanas, and it is being, the Mishnah Berurah explains, after circling the Bima seven times, the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's all a Zeichel Mikdash, that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, there was a tradition, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that we had, that every day during Sukkot, the Kohanim would place these large Aravas alongside the Mizbeach, and then the people would come, the Noitlenosam Yishamu Minanosam, the people would come and take them, and they would shake the Aravas that were placed alongside the Mizbeach, and that would take place every day. And in recognition of that, on the seventh day of Sukkot, we take our own bundle of Hoshanas and we hold them, shake them, and strike them. The Gemara asks an interesting question, why it is that we only do this as a Zeicha L'Mikdash. If what happened in the Beis HaMikdash was they would take these Aravos and put them up against the Mizbeach and the people would come and shake them, why do we only do it on Hoshana Rabbah? We should do it all Yontif. Analogous to our Lulav and our Esrog. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the only place where they would actually take the Lulav and Esrog all week would be in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they only took the Lulav and the Esrog on the first day. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the sages enacted that we should take it all week long to remember, as a Zeicha L'Mikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Lulav and Esrog all week, so we do it all week. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they also use this Arava all week long. So why do we only take the Arava on the seventh day? We should take it all week long to remember what took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara answers, there's a fundamental distinction which is of interesting to note. Lulav and Esrog is explicit in the Torah that we have such a mitzvah. Lekachtem b'chem b'yom harishon. We should take for yourselves, lekachtem b'chem, on the first day, a lulav and an esrog. So what is explicit in the Torah to be done for one day in outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, we will remember the Beis HaMikdash with that all week long. But the Arava is the Halach L'Moshe Messina. We have a tradition, but we don't have any explicit reference in the Chumash about it. So on that, the Gemara says it's sufficient that we only have 1 day of a recollection, and therefore specifically only on the seventh day, which was the most significant day, the day that they would surround the Bima 7 times, the Mizbech 7 times, we go around on the Mizbech also our Bima 7 times, and that's the specific day that was chosen to remember the process of the Arava that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. But what we're doing tomorrow when we take the bundle is recalling that which took place in the Beis HaMikdash and the times that the Beis HaMikdash stood, where there would be these large Aravas up alongside the walls of the Mizbeach that were taken every day by the people, placed there by the Kohanim and taken every day. And we remember that on Hoshana Rabbah, even though it's the only 1 day that we do it, even though in the Beis HaMikdash it was done all 7. But that will all take place, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow, and check the schedule for the times and locations of the various minyanim.